They moved slowly past the reek to the next pen, which housed a beast that had a special significance to the Solo family, a rancor. Leia's lips thinned in recollection of a time many years past now when she had been a slave of Jabba the Hutt and had been forced to watch him feed many of his enemies and some servants who had displeased him for one reason or another to a rancor. It was always a one-sided affair until the time Luke Skywalker had been dropped into the rancor pit.
Queen Mother Tenel Ka has a lightsaber whose hilt is a rancor tooth,
Alana said. There was a hint of wistfulness in her voice, but she had not blurted out,
"My mother."
The rancor squatted in its pen, staring sullenly up at the visitors. Then, without warning, it leapt upward. Alana and half the people on the walkway shrieked. Han had one arm around her in a heartbeat, the other hand going for the blaster that wasn't on his hip. The rancor impacted with the transparasteel, and a bright flash dispelled the dull red lighting for an instant. And when Leia could see again, the beast was crouched on the floor of its pen, shaking its head and twitching from the shock it had received.
"Any emergency exits?"
Han asked quietly, holding Alana.
"I'd just as soon get out of here."
"There's one next to every pen," Natua said, "at the end of the crosswalk."
"Then let's go. I'm ready to see something small, fluffy, and with no teeth," Han said.
"No," said Alana stubbornly. "I want to see all of them."
She was struggling now, and her grandfather reluctantly put her down.
"You know, we just might trade you in for a chitlick," Han said, ruffling her hair. "They're a lot easier than little girls."
Recovering from her fright already, Alana giggled.
"But not nearly as cute, right?"
"I'm supposed to be the one with the wisecracks, Missy."
They moved onward, over boar wolves, tusk cats, and other creatures, until they came to a pen that contained several animals curled up so tightly they looked like furry pillows. Furry pillows whose spines were crested with large quills. One was large and tan. The others, Leia counted 10 of them, were much smaller and white. At one point, the larger lump of fur stirred and looked up. Leia saw four eyes and an enormous row of teeth as the creature snarled. A few of the white lumps of fur looked up as well.
"Oh, it's a Nexu, and she has cubs," said Alana. "How cute."
For creatures with four eyes and a mouthful of teeth, they are rather cute, Leia admitted. Their eyes were large and liquid, and their mouths were still full of tiny milk teeth. The cubs couldn't be more than 3 months old, since they were still snowy white.
"They are still young enough to be bought as guard animals rather than attack animals,"
Rat said.
"You have to find excellent trainers, though."
"Wait, you mean you can keep those as pets?" Janus said.
"Well, yes. If you get them young enough and train them well enough. I mean, they're never going to be a little twirl, but..."
A prickle of unease stirred at the back of Leia's neck. A brush of foreboding, like cold fingers lightly stroking her skin. Her hand dropped to her bag and reached for the lightsaber contained therein. She caught Rad's eye, and he nodded, his own hand clasping the hilt of his lightsaber. Jaina's face told Leia that she, too, sensed the sudden change in the Force. Leia turned to Natua, her mouth open to ask the other Jedi if she could take Alana to the nearest emergency exit. Natua was nowhere to be seen. All the lights went out, and the screaming started.